Take Two, Sunday, Edition 2, with Dominic and Roger. The best in weekend talk, the best in weekend news. Take Two, Sunday, Edition 2, with Dominic Khalifrasad and Roger Lee. Sundays, 12 noon to 2 p.m. on the most influential name in radio, I-95.5 FM.
And welcome to 2019, Dominic Khalifrasad.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I hope everyone is enjoying the season so far, and happy New Year. Today is officially the last day of the Christmas celebration, and now it's on to the carnival. But today we begin with a lot of soca. We're going to be looking at the soca hits. You know, it's the first weekend of the new year, and although the Christmas season officially ends today, the new music of 2019 has taken over the airwaves. As expected, the usual suspects already have been giving their new offerings, you know, Roger, since August.
Yeah, and usually that's when the carnival actually starts for the next year, you know, it's September, August, September, around there, when you start to hear the talk.
But this year, for some reason, there has been a kind of restraint, and the radio DJs and so on more or less allowed the Christmas to happen. There was a lot of Christmas music, don't you find?
Yeah, and my concern over the years is that there has, my observation is that there has been an attempt to meet the muscling and I don't support that, because there's room for everyone.
You know, I don't think
it's commerce. Eh?
One must be, well, not only that, one must be mindful, but one must be aware that I don't think you can really control cultural evolution. And that is what is happening. Carnival is our culture.
But so is Christmas.
Christmas is more of a religious event that has become big because of commerce.
But it is culture. But, religion is culture.
If that's the way it's going to happen, you know, that's the way it's going to happen. But we do respect the various seasons. Diwali happens, Eid happens, Christmas happens. But everyone is in eager anticipation for the burst of carnival. And certainly there's been a lot that has been put out there, burning up the radio airways, our favorites like Michel Montano, Voice, Farmer Nappy, Patrice Roberts, Nadia Batson, Nyla Blackman, Destra has a big one out, Chal Marshall, Ivor George, Kes Blacks, Kerwin Dubois, Teddy St. John, Bungie Garland. A lot of music is out there, you know. So today we're going to explore that.
Did I just wake up, Dominic? I'm still thinking about Kitsch and Sparrow and Shadow.
No, you're talking about Calypso.
I'm talking about the party music. I'm thinking about. Yeah. Wow, time has traveled.
Yeah,
we're in 2019.
Well, you got to move on.
Learn the language.
You got to move on.
No, that's the evolution.
We will certainly respect the Calypso, and Calypso has a place, and all efforts must be made to preserve the art form. In fact, one of the Calypso monarchs just opened a nightclub on Arapita Avenue that would have regular Calypso concerts.
Yeah.
Dwayne, yes, regular Calypso concerts.
Where is that? That's a good sign.
It's on Arapita Avenue.
Do you know the exact location? Close to?
I can't say, but...
No, but there's a great need for that. To me, Mascam created a need.
Yes.
Yeah. And it
certainly satisfied a need.
Yeah.
And there was a gap, and hopefully there would be a lot of support given to this effort.
Yeah.
Which is a personal sacrifice that the investor is making. And it certainly is an attempt to preserve and maintain the Calypso. Mm-hmm. Today, however, we're going to focus on
2019.
So give me a little taste there. What do we have on the menu?
Well, take a taste.
So this is one of Destra's most recent releases. Do study that.
Trouble. You must sit and I can't like why I left.
Well, we're joined by some guests today who will help us look critically and celebrate the SOCA offerings. Laura Dorridge Phillips, lifestyle editor of Loop News and a major culture analyst. And she's joined by Nigel Campbell, music analyst, music aficionado, arranger of Jazz on the Greens. Yes. And two podcasters who talk about all the musics of the Caribbean. Welcome.
Thank you, Dominic.
Thank
welcome,
you very much.
Welcome, and Happy New Year to your listeners.
Happy New Year to you and your listeners.
You know, we were just playing Destra's Do Bother People.
Right.
And I was...
Do Study People.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, excuse my age.
Don't study it.
But don't study it. No, but it helped me to raise the point about criticism that soca is only party music and doesn't provide any kind of social commentary.
Yes.
And I certainly was mentioning that Destra's song, Those Are the People, is a large bit of social commentary there. What are your thoughts?
I actually spoke to Destra about this song last week, during the week, and she was explaining to me that the song is really meant to encourage young people, especially who spend so much time on social media, about not to be an individual, to be free, to be yourself, to not just take on what people say about you online, because you know the social media world could be quite toxic. So it was really a song to encourage younger people.
Mm-hmm, yes. Like Laura, I actually spoke to Destra last week, because I was asking about the same song, and yes, she did say those comments. And then I was, you just mentioned the idea of soca music being party music, and there's this whole idea of it's carnival music and has no other function beyond that, right? And Laura and I, we're actually doing a part of our podcast series on soca. We're talking about the whole definition of soca and what soca is supposed to be. Mm-hmm. Is it a genre of music, or is it simply carnival music? And we've discovered with conversations with people who have been in the business since the 70s, when soca was quote-unquote invented, that soca is much more than just carnival music.
Absolutely.
Right? And it does incorporate lyrics that talk about all kind of emotions, love songs, mm-hmm, as you said, mm-hmm, commentary, inspirational, mm-hmm, songs and things. What the media, sorry, I-95, may or may not do is play those songs that we know as soca. There's this idea of, you know soca when you hear it. It's one of those kind of things. Yeah, you know what it is when you hear it, mm-hmm, right?
It's the music. It's the
music. You know, I can think of another station that does what you're accusing of.
Right. We won't call him. Right?
Not quite I-95. Yeah. But let's give Destra a bit of a hearing again. That's partying and making a statement.
Oh, yes. I'm big up to Shaft, the writer, because he and Destra, the last time they worked together, they did Lucy. He seems to know the songs that resonate with her. So I love this song.
You know, the lyricists don't often get enough recognition.
Yes. That's why it's important to give them when we have the chance.
I think we have to start listening to, for our history of calypso music. Calypso music, I've always said, is a lyricist's art, a lyricist and a performer's art. But soca has always been about the beat and the music, and producers get a lot of props. But you're quite correct. Nowadays, and I think as we've evolving in soca, and there's more and increasing in terms of this lyrical soca as it was, mm-hmm, we have to start paying attention to the lyrics, because the lyrics matter. That is what a lot of people do remember beyond just a simple hook.
One man who sang, I think, his own songs, but started a transformation of the lyrics, mm-hmm, was Super Blue, who has moved from calypso into the soca arena, and that has joined up with the almighty Tricanal, and has what appears to be a big hit, Rag Storm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody down here, I want to see it in the hand.
Step up and rise up.
Hey.
At and culture and parade.
It's Carnival.
Leave a splendor in a rocky game.
It's Carnival.
Oh my gosh, since the 18th century.
It's Carnival.
Of course, Carnival was a TNT.
It's Carnival.
Party, party.
Fire rock.
Everybody.
Fire rock.
Party, party.
Fire rock.
Soca fury.
Fire rock.
Rock storm.
Fire rock.
Rock storm.
Fire rock.
Jump, 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 jump. Jump and jump up.
So he still wants you to wave the rag. But he continues to tap into that African spirit, the African rhythm, and fuse it with the modern soca beat.
Yes, and more importantly, Dominic, he has tapped into the spirit of Skinner Park. This is a Skinner Park song. And when you talk to Blue, he tells you that when he wrote this song, that is what he was thinking about. For a very long time, Super Blue defined Calypso Fiesta. I mean, I am a child of a South Gill, cut my carnival teeth at Calypso Fiesta, and all of my favorite memories of Calypso Fiesta is Super Blue destroying Skinner Park. And sure, the rag became the symbol of that. And he was telling me that there's something, the use of the rag is something so unique to us as Trinidadians. It is an extension of us, of our celebrations in a fete. So, you know, he marrying the two together.
Super Blue has gone, he is a true Caribbean icon and true soca icon, obviously. You said how he tapped into the African spirit. I kind of say the spirit, the heartbeat of Trinidadians and Caribbean people generally. So that beyond Africa, I would say also it is the Afro-Caribbean rhythm. He has gotten that, right? He also uses lyrics very wisely. I mean, and that first verse that we heard there, he actually just, a simple line, since the 18th century, the first carnival was here. I'm paraphrasing, I can't remember the exact lyric.
Mm-hmm.
So that he doesn't necessarily, so even his classic Get Something and Wave, which we all know, that was just a hook. The song was a song about telling Prime Minister Robinson at the time, don't ban the carnival because of the coup. He had a sense of lyrics, right? And we were talking off of the idea of lyrics being a part of the modern soca. Soca artists nowadays are consciously utilizing lyrics that say a little more than just rag storm or get something and wave and wine jump and bend on and bump and that kind of stuff. And Super Blue is still, to me, ahead of the curve of everybody else in terms of understanding what we want, understanding how we move, how understanding how we move in a party, on the road, in Skinner Park, in Soca Monarch, when there was a Soca Monarch that we could have all celebrated in a massive way. He just understands. He's a master.
So Rag Storm could be a road match contender?
It could be. I mean, there are still more, you know, big songs to come. Eh? We just scratching the surface right now. We still have, you know, I know there's a collab with Super and Marshall in the works. So we still have some big songs to drop. Marshall dropped a big song on Friday called Family with Bungie Garden and Skinny Fabulous. Mm-hmm. That is absolutely insane.
But definitely,
I think Blue is in contention. And also, Dominic, I think, to me, one of the most important things about Rag Storm is that it harkens back to a classic era, and that is a trend we're seeing this carnival. We're seeing a lot more classical sounding soca. Mm-hmm. We're seeing collabs with veterans. We're seeing remakes of old songs. So I think that is the mood of the season.
Is that a coincidence that suddenly we have various artists collaborating with veterans?
I don't think so. I think with the death of some of our icons last year, I think it has fueled a passion in the younger generation to let us capture this.
And I even saw a few of the soca artists reposting the posts of their colleagues.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think people understand the work that these legends have done. They appreciate the work that these legends have done. And we know we are really so bad at documenting our history, documenting the work of our legends, that there's like a mad scramble now to preserve this work for the future.
What would you say the now generation of artists have full respect for the older generation?
Yes, they do. They really do.
That is being demonstrated now. Didn't think of it in the past,
they do.
It's certainly being brought front and center now.
I think they just did not know. We talked about not having information. That's something that we really have a problem with Trinidad, probably possibly in the Caribbean.
Yes.
Information is a major information deficit, certainly in the music industry, in terms of numbers, who does this, who's producing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But as Laura mentioned, we had some icons who passed last year. I remember when the original De Foster himself passed, there was a commentary on a thread that we all part of where people said, we know he died, but we don't know anything about him.
Who is he? What did he sing?
Yeah.
So that there's also this push, and I've been trying to get this with the media, the print media. We've seen that when persons die abroad in New York Times, they write a nice long obituary.
Yeah.
We do have that kind of information so that the actual biographies of all these artists are important to know.
These artists are living in the world as everybody else where traditional media is not where it's at. And they can certainly get the information on the internet and social media. And I think that has brought some front of mind awareness. You know, I mean, one of the top soca artists contacted me recently because he wanted some historical information and video and footage, and he wanted to know if I had it in archives or because of what I do on social media.
And what we see too, Dominic, a lot of some of the major players in the art form now are the offspring of people who worked in the industry before. So we have, for instance, Kenny Phillips' sons Casey and Kyle making a name for themselves as producers. Second Star is the son of Merchant. And this year at his event, Second Sunday next week, we are going to see him revisiting some of his father's work.
Yeah.
So you have that. Like today, for instance, Kenny Phillips used to do a big open event called On the Greens. Remember that?
Yes.
It was similar to Earl Crosby's event in St. James.
Yes.
Today, Kyle is actually going to reproduce that event in something called Socalize. Free opener event. And so we're seeing these children wanting to revisit the work that would have been done in the past.
Yes, and you know, you mentioned that there's so many exciting things happening.
Yes.
And I heard somebody mentioning in the news, I think it was today, asking that the carnival be cancelled because bandmen can't be paid.
Oh dear. We're not canceling carnival.
We don't cancel carnival for diseases, epidemics, for storms, no.
We were talking about lyricists earlier and some of the songwriters. I think one of the more prolific and amazing songwriters is Nadia Batson.
Oh, yes.
You know?
Yes.
What's her latest, one of her latest offerings, So Long?
So Long. So Long. She's having an amazing season.
Let's get a gander at that. Nadia Batson, truly one, I think, one of the great songwriters.
Yes, she
writes
for
a lot of people.
She is.
She wrote Nadia's for everybody.
Been there in the trenches, writing whole rhythms. Mm-hmm. Nadia would write all these songs for. She's been there doing
hits
the
for
work.
Other artists,
yes.
And almost unselfishly creating songs for major artists. I famously remember Papa Butler. I'll never forget that. Was one of Marshall's biggest that year, and she was it. She has been accredited, and hopefully. And I won't say finally, but she's been acknowledged, and I'm happy that she has been finally acknowledged as being a major songwriter and creator of some of these very popular hits.
Some years ago, there was an issue that popped up with Lars Bajon and Denise Plummer, a songwriter and song.
Mm-hmm.
She sang some years ago. Oh, meaning
yes.
Payment.
I remember
that was for Nazi Ven,
wasn't it?
I can't remember. That was
for Nazi Ven. It was a big song.
She won that year, and she won Calypso Monarch.
Is
that still an issue? Meaning that, is Nadia getting her just due?
I think artists have arrived now on understanding what contracts are. The business of music has evolved, but contracts are still the basis of how the music business is done. That incident with Denise Plummer and the Blas Bajon, as you call him, a contract was signed. it may have been signed, I wouldn't say an error, but the terms of the contract seemed onerous once Denise won two major awards and then she had to split split $1 million, right? But she signed the contract and she was managed well. So, but artists now understand, it's almost like what they call a 360 deal. I get a piece of everything that you earn because it is only so long.
Mm-hmm.
So if in that situation, it was a Calypso, so Calypso Monarch. Mm. But I think in terms of Nadia, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm confident that Nadia has a lawyer. I'm also confident that she signs a contract and she makes sure that all the I's are dotted and all the T's are crossed and that nobody's taken advantage of. The days of artists getting the music ripped off and not getting paid.
It's certainly not like the days of yore, say the 1930s when
Robert Coca-Cola was stolen. Yes. Exactly, yes.
Yes.
You know, by a comedian.
Yes.
And,
yes.
And,
the artists are a lot more savvy, I think.
They understand the business a lot more and they understand that if this is your bread and butter, make sure you know what you're doing.
Well, certainly more so, I think, with the emergence of entertainment lawyers like Carla Paris and so on, who has brought a lot of awareness.
Anthony Vera is another one.
Yes.
You know, a lot of awareness among the young performers who must recognize that there is a business.
Yes.
the young performers, have they seen it as a business?
Oh, yes.
Meaning quality and so on and preparation and investment.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And not expecting that I put in a 5,000, but I had to get back my money.
No. This new generation of artists, you are seeing a level of professionalism, I think, that you probably would not have seen before, because a lot of them started out as songwriters, writing for a lot of the big name artists. So they would have had their business in place. And now that they've launched their singing careers, you're seeing they're being very strategic in how they manage their careers.
I still wouldn't discount the fact that there's certain artists, and I've actually still heard them up to last year, artists, and well, I spent $10,000 to make a record, and the stations aren't playing me music.
Yeah.
So that still exists.
But those are the ones we talk about.
We have a lot of artists in the pool, and I think in most music industries and most music industries, so only certain amongst actually quote-unquote rise to the top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff that's put out into the marketplace that doesn't get picked up.
But back to the music. What makes Nadia Batson so long so beautiful? It's very lyrical. I could see you grooving through a fret
with
that.
It's such a good story, Dominic. Like, every time I hear that song, it is so real and so relatable. Because Carnival is a time, when you go Carnival Fest, that is a time you see, they're only people you see at Carnival Fest. So you know it's Carnival when you see these particular people. I just envision walking through a fest and saying, oh God, so long I see it, because that is what we do.
So we're on Facebook Live now.
No, let's see.
Hold on. And I'd stand it up. When you're walking through, and I say, oh God, so long I see it.
So long.
Where you was? I thought it wasn't falling. That is what we do.
Right,
it's
yes.
So related. Mm-hmm. And that to me is the magic of the song.
And you can just hear those notes popping up and down in your mind.
Yes.
It's so wonderfully lyrical. But for the road, this might be one Iwa George's Road March back
George come to show you the scene. Last year I sing my song. The haters and them come to fight me down. 1 week later, Savannah is a hit. The same haters jump into it. I say the whole place mash up Savannah, mash up the place. Where you are, where you fly, where you are, place mash up. We have to mash it up. Start calling for Savannah. Masqueraders don't call them Umas. Telling she that we reach. I was just neck and neck with Patrice. Just when we thought that the race was done, that is when the whole of the kingdom come. I say the whole place mash up Savannah, mash up the place. Where you are, where you fly, where you are, place mash up. We have to mash it up. Fine.
Well, I think Iowa is back in the game.
He never left the game?
There's something.
He never left the game.
Iowa is the boss. Iowa top three all the time.
I mean, he knows how to hit those. This is like a jab rhythm almost. But there's something very familiar about it.
Yes, this is a remake. This is literally a song Iowa sang before. I can't remember the year, but he was in Road March contention that year. And I think he lost by 1 point or something because they said his song wasn't played in South and he went to court.
Was he and Super? They gave this Road March to Super.
Yes. I was the only person that could recycle our song.
But this round, he's throwing some pick on like a good long time guy. So he's throwing
But this is what Iowa is good at. This is a pick on song. Somebody said this is a fed song because Iowa know when he starts with the pick. The crowd going to go crazy, so we like a good bacchanal.
Great crowd control.
Somebody will break the waist with this song.
Of course. Break the waist alone, double.
Oh, God.
I want to know exactly what he's doing.
I consider Iowa to be a master of the art.
He is, and simpler though, no big sort of play. I don't know how to hype up people, but he's fueling that whole road march bacchanal, you know.
2011 Soca Monarch. Let me give you a history lesson. 2011 Soca Monarch, Marshall Montana was back in the game with advantage. Iowa comes off of a prop that looks like a helicopter and tells the people, oh, let's start jumping. And it takes 10 seconds to walk from his prop
and
to the center of the
stage. 10 seconds.
For 10 seconds, the stadium nearly mash up. Nearly mash up. Right. Iowa George. Don't count them out. Ever.
Never count out Iowa. Iowa is the only person who can do what he does.
Boss, but I like to pick on this and what he is about. He's a true Kaiso.
I was just going to say, that is what Kaiso was about throwing pickong. Remember the days of Sparrow and Kitchener?
Yes.
And I mean, they fought. Mm-hmm. They were good friends.
Yeah. And it is so welcome because now everybody getting along and everybody loves everybody and there's a lot of unity and that is wonderful. But oh gosh, we like the pickong. We like the bacchanal and we can't wait for him to, he promised he's going to drop his railroad march in January. Mm-hmm. We're waiting.
We see it.
We're waiting.
And what about that tradition where sometimes a set of big songs go and running down the track and they're about to hit the final stretch and Super release.
Yes.
And on the final stretch with a week or two to go.
Yes.
Super release and take out the field.
And only Super Blue can do that.
And Super complained on another station, sorry to say this, that he's not accustomed releasing a song this early as he did with Rack Song. He said, I'm not accustomed releasing a song this early, but
like he watches it feel, he gets a feel of it, and then
his thing is, as you said, 2 weeks before Carnival, boom.
Super Hadi
Formula. Yes, but the market is different now.
It is much different.
You can't just wait until the weekend before Carnival.
And also the sound has changed.
No, and at that point, Super was the dominant person.
He was
standalone virtually in the field. So he could have done whatever he wanted.
He made songs that anybody could enjoy. Children, anybody could enjoy his songs.
I always say if the kiddies and Carnival Saturday love you.
Talking about the changing market, there is an artist who has just released a song that begins in the first line with an F word expletive.
Yes.
Yes. Where the hell is he expecting that to be played?
There's a radio edit.
Not on the radio.
There is an actual radio edit of the song. So the song is being played, but there is a radio edit.
What did they do? Did they bleep it out or change the word?
I think they change the word. So if you want to hear the song, the raw song, you go to YouTube. But there's a radio edit.
But the song,
Dominic,
the
just make sure that we have the edit.
No,
I didn't put that in the playlist because I didn't want to take the chance.
I mean, it's a great rhythm.
Yeah,
you know?
It's a good song. It's a good song.
And it's going to get a crowd.
I said, how am I going to play this?
There's a radio.
It will work in a
fit. Please give me the name.
Well, I want to get your radio.
I can send you radio edit too.
But you know, we still have a law that says you can't cuss in public. There's this public nuisance thing, I think. No obscene language and things. So we'll see how it goes because, you know, policemen can decide today's not the day that you could sing that song, but we'll see.
But the song has sparked an interesting debate because there are people who say, well, it's not necessary. Soca is happy music. We like to party. But then again, there are so many songs that younger people listen to that littered with cursing and they don't have a problem with it.
The whole genre of hip hop.
And even some dancehall. So, you know.
Well, there are moments of great joy when one uses the F word.
Exactly. Dominic, is that a part of you I don't know?
I didn't say me, I said one.
What's your words?
I think Laura is laughing for a moment of recognition there. Well, one for the road, I think, is Patrice's Bumper Avenger.
That, that, yes. that, that, Bumper Adventure? Dirty Bad?
Dirty Bad? Dirty Bad?
Okay, let's try that.
Wait,
Dirty Bad.
It's not that dirty, right?
There's something rather different about this music.
Yes, and I'm so glad you guys played this. Yeah. This song is on the rhythm, Simon Say Rhythm by St. Lucian producer Moto, who did Showtime last year, which was a Denry Segment song. He's considered the leading producer for Denry Segment in the Caribbean. And this song is really based on bouillon music out of Dominica. So we are seeing the infusion of more Caribbean genres coming into soca, which I am so excited about. And this rhythm, in addition to Patrice, it features Moto. It also features an artist by the name of Asa Banton, who is the biggest bouillon star right now in Dominica.
Huge
bouillon star.
World Creole Festival.
Can you be huge
it?
In Dominica?
You can. listen to me. He performed at World Creole Festival before Marshall. Mm-hmm. And destroyed the stadium. Don't be a Trini, Dominic.
I'm never telling my St. Lucia like Peter Richards.
But no, he's pretty big, and he's very excited about getting his name known in Trinidad, because he's well known in other parts of the Caribbean. So Trinidad is getting its taste of bouillon music.
Isn't Trinidad the market to get into in terms of the soca?
Trinidad is, yes. You are not considered legitimate, really, in the eyes of the soca world until you make it in Trinidad. Mm. However, a lot of these artists around the Caribbean, especially in the more Eastern Caribbean, are pretty well known outside of Trinidad. We may not know them, but they are touring. They are in every carnival there is. Good example, Uba Soca, which I did not attend, but everybody who went to Uba Soca pretty much said Trinidadian artists win the stars. Mm-hmm. It was these other artists, the USVI artists, the Dominican artists, the St. Lucian artists, because what they are singing is the real, that power rhythm you're getting, that real fast BPM, which we kind of have lost reputation for.
Which is their menu.
Right, yeah. So because we have went into that
whole groovy.
And we're now seeing a revival of
David
Runner
caused that.
Yeah.
Blame David Runner. The man groove up the thing.
Yeah, we stuck in that, like
but
Japan,
with this
where
power
we stuck
soccer,
in
you gotta go. You got to be in a gym.
You got to be fit, boy.
Listen, you got to be fit, you know? I'll be sitting on a bench. I'll whine while sitting.
Hey, that's a song right there. Sit on wine. Sit on wine, boy.
Trademarking that, eh?
Hey, watch your advice. Sit on wine.
You said in order to measure your success, you've got to make it in Trinidad. What does success in Trinidad in soca mean?
Playing in all the feds.
Playing in all the feds, getting all the gigs, getting all the radio play,
and that really determines, I guess, the quality of gigs that you get for the rest of the year.
But besides, Alison, how many people
But does
made
it mean? Does it mean satisfactory financial remuneration?
Oh yes, it does.
Artists are earning a lot
of
money nowadays.
Well, I mean, for the big names, but I mean, for someone from elsewhere coming in and trying to make it big here.
Well, the thing is, like I said, it helps with the quality of events and the, you know, that you get throughout the year. But a lot of these artists are still touring regardless. They are known in their diaspora outside of the Caribbean. So the Dominican artists tour, you know, St. Lucian artists tour, USVI artists tour, they are known and they all support each other's carnival. Because, you know, carnival is a circuit now. Mm-hmm. Starts in Trinidad, literally every island has a carnival.
And
so it's St. Martin and Dominica.
Every island of the Caribbean has a carnival.
Exchange of culture all the time. So they do get the gigs, but to really be considered A-list,
Mecca.
I think you still have to make it in the Mecca.
No, but in terms of those who have made it coming in, there's Alison who had her time.
Yeah.
I think she has dipped quite a bit since that time. Grenadian...
Mr. Killer?
Old woman...
Talpree.
Right, yeah. He had a little stint.
Yeah, but Mr. Killer as well.
But how many of them actually make it and sustain?
Well,
Alison had a good run.
Yes.
Sustaining is as a kind of universal thing. It's very difficult to sustain because to sustain you have to have let's say about five years of hits or some kind of thing like that, right? But some of these artists, they're in Trinidad at least, we kind of consider the one hit wonders. You have a really big hit, and then the next year you think you have a big hit. You may be a huge hit in Grenada and the Grenadian diaspora, but not necessarily in Trinidad. But I think a lot of these artists are thinking Caribbean wise, so they focus on their own diasporas. And they think of the wider Caribbean diaspora. And fortunately, yes, making it in Trinidad is the ultimate goal. But I also believe that some of these artists, if they don't make it every year in Trinidad, but they make it within their own diaspora.
Don't they amend their songs, like for the Trinidad market, the Grenadian market, the North market?
Not necessarily.
Really.
The Grenadian Jab-Jab rhythm is the Grenadian Jab-Jab rhythm. Denery segment out of St. Lucia, Buya,
They're not going to change it here.
But Trinidad is a market. We have a large market. We have a market that spends money.
But interestingly, even though some of these artists might not make it as singers consistently, a lot of them are very influential here because they are the ones writing the songs
and
they are the ones producing the songs.
Yeah.
So right now, Skinny Fabulous,
mm-hmm.
Problem Child,
Motto.
James E.P., Motto, mm-hmm. Mr. Legs from Grenada, mm-hmm. Vaughn from Grenada. A lot of these artists may not be able to recognize them on sight on the road, mm-hmm. but you are singing their music, you're dancing mm-hmm. to their productions. So they are successful, maybe not as singers.
Not on stage, yeah.
Not on stage, but they are successful because they are the ones helping to shape the sound of soca right now.
And so the sound is evolving.
Let's give a gander to Orlando Octave's Ride Out.
Ah, I like this.
Some playing with their life enough, holding on to my wife enough, and y'all holding to y'all husband. Problems start now. Something about this time does mess up relationship. When people go to party and don't know when to quit, holding on a bumper like he put stamp on it. Let me give you advice on how to deal with it. Listen, that is not your girl, boy, the only girl so long, yeah. That is not your man, girl, the only man so long. Take it and move along. Take a wine and move along. One wine and move along. Two songs is too damn long. Time with the people, girl. You're spending too much time with the people, man. Take your wine and ride out. Ride out before the man find out. Find out. Well, if I had a little more time, girl, I would have hung out the night. If I had a little more space, girl, I would have walked out your waist. If I had a little more time, girl, I would have hung out the night. If I had a little more space, I would have walked out your waist. But if I should stay a little longer, I don't know. That man you have is going to fight for you. Although the wine is nice, have me thinking twice, but I need to take my advice. That is not my girl, like your only girl so long. That is not your girl, why stop holding it so? Take the wine and move along. One wine and move along. Take a wine and move along. Two song is too damn long. Time with the people, girl. You're spending too much time with the people. Hey, take your wine and ride out before the man find out, find out. Well, if I had a little more time, girl, I would have went on the night. And if I had a little more space, I would have walked out your waist. If I had a little more time, girl, I would have went on the night. And if I had a little more space.
Orlando Octave, quite an quite a quality voice, I think.
Sweet, one of the sweetest voices in soca.
And Orlando has been around for a long time. In terms of the soca arena, I think he has only recently surfaced.
If I remember,
he's been around a long
time. His storytelling ability is one to note.
Well, Orlando is one of those soca artists who came through the Junior Calypso Forum. So for him, storytelling, when you come through Calypso, you can tell the people who came through Calypso because your storytelling in your writing is there. And Orlando is one of those who is very good at telling stories.
It's not just a hook line and it's followed by a few words just to get back to the hook line.
Modern social commentary, which I like. This particular song in terms of Rider, it's a modern and single some years ago.
Yeah.
The social commentary is a kind of social commentary.
What is the commentary he's saying in Rider?
Well, it's been too much other people, man.
No. He's singing about wine and 101 rules. Mm. When you go to a fete and you take a wine with somebody, don't linger. Take your wine and ride out. Because some people are saying, he's cute and they want to hang around.
It's been too much.
We're not some people, man,
that
in 2019.
Like trolling on a woman.
Or similarly with a man. There are rules to wining in fetes. There are rules to wining.
Laura's rules to wine.
One of the rules are take your wine and leave. Don't linger. You'll get yourself in trouble.
Laura, there is so much music out there. I think there are about 150 releases that have come out so far.
Or even more.
And there is more to come.
Yes.
What do these artists do with these pieces of music? There's probably half of them is probably going to get one piece of airplay, and that's just for the season. Why do they need all of this music?
Well, you see, you have to build a catalog. For some of them, building a catalog is important because it really helps to establish you as an artist. We have been seeing...
Established for whom?
Well, we've been seeing with some of the younger ones, Nyla, Ilfan, Second Star coming... even Voice, that they're having their own events. And for you to have an event, you have to have a catalog, because nobody wants to just hear one song from you. You have to have a catalog, and their events are selling out. I don't know if people are paying attention.
I would have thought that they needed a catalog so that some label out there can take note of them.
And that is also
not just
important.
One or two songs.
Right, and that is also important. So soca, when you talk to a lot of these producers and artists, you're getting a sense that soca is becoming a thing internationally. There is a lot of interest growing in the music industry internationally about soca.
International publishers are interested in the sound.
Really? Right. Like what? I haven't heard.
You will hear eventually.
You will hear.
You can't walk into any music genre. You can't walk into a room with a bunch of label executives and sing two songs. They want to see a deep catalogue of songs. So when you compare like Usher or Neo, any of these people, they have hundreds upon hundreds of songs.
A lot of them may not be released, actually, but the publishing catalogs are now where a lot of money is being made.
Yeah.
And that is becomes an important revenue stream for them.
It's a measure of your sellability, I think, as an artist, and your seriousness as an artist. They need to see that you have enough material that if they want to market you and produce your work, that there is a lot of things for them to draw from.
Mm-hmm. Marketing. I think a good marketing strategy used by Olatunji was getting on that.
And The Voice.
On The Voice recently.
No, sorry, not The Voice.
X Factor UK recently. That was, if he didn't win, but his name is now known all over the globe.
And so is soca. I think it was more important for this name soca.
Yes.
To get out there, because we're hearing so much soca and like
it's
songs.
Not just that he sang soca, but he kept mentioning it.
Trinidad and Tobago, what might happen is that, like I said, there's a lot of interest growing internationally about soca, but when it actually becomes a thing, it may not be called soca.
Is it seen as novelty still 100 years later?
I don't think it's seen as novelty. I think that the issue is that people don't really understand it completely. And they don't understand it. They don't understand what exactly it is, because soca is such a chameleon type sound that it could sound like anything. You know, soca could be EDM, soca could be soca dance, or it could be, and throughout the Caribbean you have different genres of soca, different subgenres of soca. I think that is a problem.
Our industry is not organized the way that industries and mature industries like US or UK or whatever is organized. So there's a kind of ad hoc nature to our thing, so that for a foreign media person, a foreign international artist or A&R people, they just don't get it, because they're just not seeing on a table in an orderly fashion, this and publishing is that, and numbers and data, that kind of information,
yes,
which they can utilize to make a decision, to make a business decision. We're still doing things very ad hoc. Today is I doing something, tomorrow I change my mind, I do something else.
So let's hear what Olatunji has done since appearing on X Factor UK.
Ola.
I think Kaya.
Kaya. Yes.
Problem.
Is that I want your wine? I want girl back and front.
The thing when the doctor order, push back on me, say, Pagya, like you ain't hear what the doctor say. This is a emergency, so girl, I need your wine urgently.
Plenty more.
Come give me the remedy.
That's not enough.
Boy. You act like fever coming, should I mind me on that business? But when you're whining, so coming down for me medicine.
Plenty more.
Give me the remedy,
that's not enough.
Boy. Give me the tail. The thing where the doctor order. Give me the tail. Give me, I can't wait no longer. Give me the tail. Girl, come and pull down me pressure. Give me the tail. Look me.
Is that I want your wine? I want girl back and front.
The thing where the doctor order.
Is that I want your wine? I want girl back and front.
The thing where the doctor order. That race, speed it up, make me heart race. See them stopping, man, I swear that you got bad breaks. I hold on like I got this, giving me all she damn weight. Bring it up in me damn face, behind she like I in last place. It's when you whine and turn and bubble up like a boy in spring. The way you walk it, girl, I'm coming down for the medicine.
Plenty more,
come give me the remedy.
That's not enough.
Boy. Give me the thing. The thing where the doctor order. Give me the thing. Give me, I can't wait no longer.
Give me the tail.
Girl, come and cool down me pressure.
Give me the tail.
Look me.
Is that I want your wine? I want girl back and front.
The thing where the doctor order.
Is that I want your wine? I want girl back and front.
The thing where the doctor order. And all the knees and why? Roll the waist and why?
Yeah.
Look at me and why?
Yeah.
Make up your face and why? And all the knees and why?
Yeah.
Roll the waist and why? Look at me and why? Make up your face and
why? Give me the thing.
The thing where the doctor order.
Give me the thing.
Give me, I can't wait no longer.
Give me the thing.
Girl, come and cool down me pressure.
Give me the thing.
Look me.
Is that I want
your wine?
I want
girl back and front. The thing where the doctor order.
Is that I want
your wine?
I want
girl back and front. The thing where the doctor order. When the doctor order,
I want
the wine.
I want
girl back and front. The thing what the doctor order.
Give me the tail. Give me the tail. Give me the tail.
So that wasn't Kaya. That was Olatunji's "Give Me the Ting."
Yes. That was a power soaker.
Power soaker.
Yeah.
He seems to have a formula of some sort.
He does. somebody said they heard the word Sativa mentioned in the song.
He sings about
his woman every year. They change names. Sativa. Kaya is the same.
Kaya.
Yes, he has a formula.
Figure it out.
What's
figure
that formula? Dear Laura.
I don't know. But yeah, I think Olatunji is... You know, he came off X Factor very buoyant. Although he didn't win, but I think for him it was a really good opportunity.
It was a win.
Yeah, it was a win because he got to establish his name. As far as I know, he has maintained a very good relationship with some of the judges, and he has a lot of opportunities opening up to him. So I think for him it's really important for him to just continue doing the soca and representing soca, not trying to water down to please anybody, because like I said, the ground bubbling, something's gonna happen.
And it's an opportunity he can use to get gigs abroad.
Yes, of course.
You know,
of
all
course.
Of the world.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Has he been doing that, do you think?
Not yet, because you know, Carnival season. As soon as he came back from England, he was recording and getting prepared for Carnival. So I think once Carnival is finished, we'll see, mm-hmm. you know, what happens really here.
And he was even able to get an endorsement deal.
Yes, 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 yes.
I see him making sure he's posting the yes, product's photos yes, and yes. his images on Instagram.
A lot of brands were calling,
What kind of dinero comes up in a deal like that?
You know, I don't. It really is what you negotiate. I am not privy to the details.
Is that a question that you would ask?
Yeah, but you know, not everybody's willing to.
I know they may not be willing. I just wonder how entertainment reporters get so close to artists, they become friends.
Yeah.
And are they willing to ask the tough questions that that members of the public may have?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it depends on the person, really. It depends. Be friends is something used loosely. The main thing is building up trust with people, and not okay. unwavering from not wavering from who you are. Right. So if people know that you are the kind of reporter who will ask those questions and who will write the hard stories sometimes,
right.
they will respect yeah. that. Like, I mean, you might lose some friends along the way.
Yeah,
but
would an entertainment reporter ask a certain artist, do you have a drinking problem, or do you have a difficulty dealing with drugs or so? Would they ask that?
They may or may not. I guess it depends on if it becomes a public issue. Mm. Because in every industry, there
yes,
are always
Yes, but a reporter can make it a public issue if mm-hmm. it is known that a certain artist has a drug problem and he has a following of young people.
Yeah.
Would entertainment reporters ask those kind of tough questions?
I mean, for me, I would ask those questions if it becomes apparent it's a problem.
Mm-hmm. But here am I being reporter, yes. today is a day of really exploring the part of
In terms of Olatunji, do you think Olatunji has the understanding of the international market to become the face of soca?
That I don't know. It really depends on the work that he does now. You know, X Factor was a platform.
The opportunity is there.
The opportunity is there. It's what you make of it, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, we've seen so many people pass through these reality shows and then they were hot for a minute, like Tess Anchin, for instance, from The Voice. Yes. And then The Voice ended on...
Yes.
So that's Tessa.
Yeah. You know?
You know, and I spoke to another Trinidadian who is in the United States who appeared on one of these shows, mm-hmm. The Voice, and he's really good and he's making it big online and so on. And he said it was a matter of timing.
Yeah.
You know, The Voice didn't, in his view, The Voice didn't want a black winner at that time yeah. because that would not have helped their you know, their business
the brand.
Yeah. brand at yeah. the time and so on. So there's a lot of internal politics in those shows.
Yeah,
even.
There is. That is really what you make of the platform at the end of the
day. You know, and having said that, there was a view I've heard people say that they believe Olatunji may have made it because of that, that they wanted to give like the world music a little exposure, the exotic music a little exposure, and that's why he may have.
Well, it could very well have been that he brought
it because it sells
exotic.
Yeah, they actually did like him.
But he also brought a bit of exotica
into
the show to stimulate
and
some
this,
kind
and
of
And you know, being the people that they are, like Simon Cowell, I mean, who has made stars out of people, I think he saw the potential for something mm-hmm. different.
You know the year before...
Yes, but that first performance of Olatunji was really striking.
Yes.
He got their attention.
He got their attention.
No, but I think the year before, the program before, the competition before, there was a guy from Guyana who did a soca.
Oh, really?
He came second.
Oh, wow.
So Olatunji followed him, which means that it was like... Ripe for the picking.
Yeah.
A guy from Guyana. Check it out. I can't remember the guy's name. A guy probably 60-ish, but he was real energetic. And,
right. That's interesting.
And he had a crowd.
He was an older person, is that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think he was Guyanese.
A novelty thing because Simon Cowell, as Laura said, he's one of those persons who makes artists. Makes superstars.
And he doesn't play hits so often. Yeah. He's very familiar with calypso.
And listening to Simon's commentaries of when Ola did perform, it seemed as though Simon liked what he was hearing from Olatunji.
Yeah.
Because he had a good on-stage personality.
He has personality.
It was not just about the music, it's about the package. It's about his performance.
And that is what people don't understand.
The way he dressed.
But the music industry is not just talent.
It's not just talent.
It's a full package.
In fact, we know a lot of top artists who have made it and they ain't got so much talent.
But they've got
the it factor.
Yes.
They've got the appeal. They've got the sexiness.
Look, the sound.
Mm-hmm. It's where the money is right now. It's in life.
But what about the international interpretation of music soca as opposed to here now? Ola has done something recently that ignited people's imagination here. But I don't know they consider him to be the marshal or the bungee that he is there.
Yeah.
But he's not top of the hill.
No, he isn't.
But across there, they may consider him to be, wow.
Yeah.
Or he may be forgettable. He was big for the moment.
Meaning the performance, they saw him as wow. But
yeah.
We might go like, but I told her.
Yeah.
Well,
and actually,
true,
you know, last season, he barely got any gigs because nobody, you know, people didn't like the song that he did. They didn't think it was soca. You know, he didn't do that well.
Well, you know, Trinidad, they'd be a tough, yeah. tough,
we are
tough
very,
judges,
very tough. Huh?
One of the things that I just want us to remember in terms of what we think is good and what is not good. Some years ago, Kevin Little had a song that went to number 4 in the American pop charts.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In Trinidad, two years before,
it was
just another song. He's singing like he auto tune, and he went to number 4 in the pop charts, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that sometimes what we hear and what we like in Trinidad is not necessarily what is liked or listened
but
to.
But is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No,
well,
but some,
I think
shouldn't we have our identity?
Well, no, the music industry is segmented.
You've got to adapt the original to fit
Bob Marley dispelled that.
Dominic, what you're saying is correct.
Yeah, but he was one man.
But reggae has dispelled that.
What Dominic is saying is correct. What Dominic is saying is correct because I use the Kevin Little example, but what Kevin Little released in Trinidad was the Kevin Little song. Two years later, he remixed it with Spraga Benz.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. We famously know Who Let the Dogs Out, of course, was covered over.
Mm-hmm.
We know that Bungie Garland had a remix of The Frontology that was picked up on the charts. So that not necessarily... So far, we haven't got what we do by ourselves, just so got on the American scene. It's always been a remix, a retouching, or whatever the deal is. But I think the critical area is that we're working towards. We have to understand, as I said, the music industry is segmented. What's hot in Germany may not be hot in America, and vice versa, and certainly Trinidad and so on.
That's what I mean.
We have segmented
and even talking
markets.
About reggae, Chronix's album wasn't pure reggae. You know, there was elements of some rock in there, and you know, it wasn't a pure reggae song.
And
so yeah,
like
so
like a Coldplay tune.
Yeah, it was a Coldplay tune. Different elements in it, and sometimes that's just how it is. People have different tastes. Different cultures have different tastes, and you have to adapt to suit. Sometimes, like sometimes a song that might be big in Barbados will not be big here.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes these songs from Barbados that make it from the other islands that make it big here weren't big in those islands. So it really depends.
So
on
what about Roses, Leave Me Alone?
That sounds
like old school.
Yes, so like old school calypso.
Right.
Yeah.
And that made it huge, right? Huge enough.
Yeah. But calypso is still a big thing in Europe, for instance.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Calypso is still big there. Classic calypso is still
Rose,
those sounds
I think
are big
has,
there.
Rose, I think, has the biggest, best agent there is.
Yes, she does.
And
Rose also has a record label.
Isn't that part of success?
But she has a big label.
She has a record label who has a market.
But I don't think that genre of calypso is going to make it as big anywhere for anybody else as Rose, because Rose is a product.
Yes, she's a product.
And she has a terrific agent.
Yes.
I think that song, the music that Rose sings, fits Rose.
Yes.
And there's also, I had written a review of the album some years ago. I call it The Cult of Nostalgia. Because Cesaria Overa, if you remember that singer from Cape Verde Islands, European markets were attracted to these older singers who were reviving genres that were native to their countries. Cesaria was one. These fellas who had done the Brazilian song.
Oh, yeah.
Macarena.
That's how we get it done.
So that...
I mean, I just saw being posted a 2011 sexy version of rum and Coca-Cola done by a French artist.
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of covers out there.
That song is very popular in Europe. It has been.
Yes.
And I remember when Rose got big, you know, Rose's revival started, I remember somebody telling me that at one point they would begin to look at Shadow because that type of music is still popular.
But would you describe that as a failure of now music? That they are still referring to people from the 70s. They're referring to people from the 70s as the voice and face of music for Trinidad, or let's say soca, calypso, whatever you want to call it. That they still reference
I don't think that.
I wouldn't use the word
some marketing diva found a niche.
What it is about that music that still resonates?
I think the problem, one of the challenges.
He spoke about the ethos of nostalgia.
But that's Europe.
But I think one of the challenges.
The music has changed in Europe.
One of the challenges soca has.
Yeah, but there are various
that,
markets in Europe. There's rock. There's a whole set.
But they're not playing the 60s music.
This isn't playing everywhere in Europe, you know, but this is playing in a niche.
It's a niche, but I think one of the challenges is soca making it out there and being that popular, that soca is so closely tied to festivals.
Yes.
That a lot of people cannot separate the music from a festival.
It's carnival music.
Yeah, whereas calypso is really just storytelling. It's not festival music. It's not happy music. It's not constantly making you feel, you know, frenzy. So we haven't been able to market soca apart from the festival side of it. And soca isn't very layered in terms of the emotions that you can get and the range of stuff you can get from it. Whereas calypso could be that kind
of
thing.
Can't soca be that?
Soca could be that. And the younger ones are actually doing that. You're hearing more layers, more so the cursing song we talk about, which was from Kerwin Dubois.
Don't play.
Although I think I heard Michelle putting out a love song.
Right, so soca is becoming that. You see, yes. GBM Neutral is doing it. Voice is doing
but
it.
But we have been hearing that for the last 25 years.
But the younger ones are doing it. If you listen to their lyrics, it's more emotion. You're getting layers from it.
25 years ago, that was the same statement.
No, but it's only now happening in a concerted way.
But it's still tied to carnival. It's still tied to a festival. And that is a problem. That is a challenge.
So, yes, 622-3937. We're taking your calls at 622 Eyes. Laura and Nigel. Caller, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon, everybody. Happy New Year to you all.
Same.
Just about a month or so ago, about 6 weeks ago, I was in Orlando. And when we got to the hotel, I was shocked out of my wits that all I was hearing was calypso music, and I'm talking about vintage calypso. That was what's coming through on when you get into the lobby, and right through they were playing a lot of Kitchener. They played a lot of Sparrow, and I was wondering what was the whole thing there. And I was speaking to one ladies, and they said that calypso is really the beat of the Caribbean. And I was wondering, where did you get that from? She said, well, if you go to most of the properties in Orlando, you would find that has been the genesis of the calypso music around Orlando. And I am very shocked and surprised that they play more calypso than we at home. And I'm talking about the traditional calypso. So I would like you to speak to that, because soca wasn't really played. It was calypso music. And it's not fair.
Dr. Colin.
I wonder if there was a theme of that place where he was staying, or if it was a radio station, or if it was the hotel. Sometimes there's a thematic thing.
I wanted to find that out also, because he left with a statement that they're playing more. So they may play more calypso outside than they're playing in here. I'm not necessarily.
No.
I don't necessarily agree with that, because part and parcel of the problem we have in Trinidad, we don't actually monitor a lot of airplay. But I'm confident we do play a lot more calypso in Trinidad than they play in this particular station that
well,
he was
in
Orlando.
Well, I'm not even sure, because I was reading where a calypsonian was talking about the royalties he received from Cott, and he was saying he got about $300.
Well, if his song is not popular, that's how much you'll get.
That's probably less than membership.
Exactly.
Notwithstanding the issues with collecting royalties.
They have some issues.
But do you think one of the challenges is that we have not been able to replace the word calypso with soca? So when somebody outside who does not know, calypso is an international term, not soca, meaning that anywhere on the planet, if you're into music, calypso, bam, you'll pick it up. And if you're searching for music, if I'm outside and I want to search, I'm in Finland, I want to search, I'm going to search for soca.
Yeah.
I'm going to search for
that's
calypso. And what is going to come up?
Yeah.
Just Lord Nelson is going to come up, meaning that group from then.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to
Just this morning, Laura and I were doing a podcast where we actually have talking about soca. And I was remarking on a commentary made by a friend of mine in the industry that he's actually a member of the Academy that gives out the Grammys. And he had asked about this notion of soca as being a Grammy awarded category. And he was advised that they should use the word modern calypso and
Calypso.
And use traditional calypso and modern calypso, and that would have more legs, certainly in the Academy in the United States, right? And I guess there may be some merit it, because I've also noticed that Americans, I'm speaking about the American, they like to rename things. So we could call it soca until we're blue in the face. They will come over with like Tropical House or something unique.
Yeah. And it becomes that.
And that becomes that. It gets published in Billboard or something. Like, and that's it, right? Yeah. And we could be shouting from the mountaintop and say, well, there's just people saying that, right? So that how we've defined Calypso, and Calypso has a recorded history of over 100 years. So it has legs. Soca is only 40 years, if so much, right? So we still have a little bit of ways to go.
And Soca is still trying to do what Calypso did.
Yeah.
Calypso was huge.
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 In the 50s.
And right. So it's entrenched and ingrained.
Mm-hmm. I was researching on YouTube, like Calypso, through the years. I'm talking like from, let's say, 70s going backward, because I know it was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And I came across Harry Belafonte at the Democratic National for elections, singing Calypso at a National Democratic Party.
Well, his
convention.
Calypso album is his first Calypso album.
No, but the point is they sang it at the convention of the American National Democratic Party.
Understand something. For the first half of 1957 in America, Calypso was the biggest thing in America.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And that same time, Elvis released his record.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was the end
exactly
of that.
Yeah.
And that literally
lost the opportunity.
Right there. That was it.
Lost the opportunity, but Elvis changed the game.
No, but the point is, it was huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Calypso influenced the Beatles. it was
a lot of the popular singers of their time.
Yeah.
Did some song.
Calypso was very, very influential.
So then something happened. What happened?
We didn't capitalize on it.
One, as I said, the rock and roll inertia, well, not inertia, but the mass and wave of rock and roll was just too much for us, right? I did some research some years ago, and I was reading in a Variety magazine back in 57 that part and parcel is the music industry came to Trinidad looking for Calypsonians. So if this is your thing, let me go to Trinidad. But we in Trinidad know that Calypsonians don't necessarily have the best voices. They're not mellifluous, or whatever the fancy word is. American audience, if you're singing to me, sing on key, sing on pitch, sing about topics that may have some reflection to me. So that one or two artists singing about a topic that has meaning to Americans is all well and good. But a large number of the artists who were here just were not up to the standards that they accepted. So that in addition to the whole idea that the quality just wasn't up to mark, didn't help us in 1957. You spoke about, is soca losing something? Soca is building, it's evolving. We actually got a definition that soca is a kind of reflection of the music of now, as it was. So that it absorbs a little bit of EDM, a little bit of soul music,
a little bit
of hip hop dance, or whatever it is, right? And Laura used the phrase, it's a chameleon music almost, something. We are part of an industry, but I also think that we're part of a kind of ad hoc industry. We have to have some kind of order to make this thing have legs in the minds of persons who make the decisions in industries abroad. That hasn't happened as yet. One day we'll get there. We have these little bites, one off.
Caller, good afternoon.
A pleasant good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon.
And compliments of the season.
Same.
Compliments of the season.
Same to you.
Same to you.
Yeah, I just want to know if you could give us a little profile about, you remember the year when this fella commit to his Lego short suit, I think. With Twist Lego and hold the country by storm over the whole LP.
Mm-hmm.
If you could do anything considering that, I'll be very happy. Thank you very much.
I spoke about that. Antigua and Calypso then short shirt had a song, Tourist Lego, is literally the biggest thing. That
mashup
carnival, right? I can't remember the exact year, so forgive me for that, right? And it was dominating the radio. You only had in them days like two radio stations and may have one FM station at the time, but certainly it was dominating radio parties. Everything was a hot thing. And Calypsonians complained. And famously, one of our greatest Calypsonians ever, Lord Kitchener, said, no, we have to change roads to Road March, because Road March was the indicator of the biggest song for Carnival. And since then, we came up with this new rule that only locals could win the Road March. So poor Short Shirt, having effectively the biggest song of the year, had to be left out of the whole notion of Road March. He still had a big song, but he did not win the Road March that year. And the rule became so hard and fast that I remember hearing the story that Lord Nelson, who at the time was a citizen of the United States, could not also win the Road March.
Foreigner.
Right. Foreign. But there's another element of it, which is something I did not realize, and I only discovered this in 2017 with this guy's Ultimate Reject song. You have to register your song with Tuco to enter the road march. This, I guess, is a modern incarnation. This is something I was unaware of. So we may say a song, we love the song, this is a song we're going to play on the road.
But it's not registered.
If it's not registered, it can't be a, win a road march. But as I said, back in the day, poor short shirt, xenophobia, Trinidad side, we're going to do.
It was 1976.
There you go. Right, yeah, so.
It came second in the road march.
It came second. What does that mean?
Flag woman.
Two shots? Kitchen
house. Flag woman, yes.
Hey,
caller?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, I remember it as 1977. I would have been in Form 5. But if it's actually 1976, they have spilled over into 77 somewhat.
Yeah, it could be 77.
I keep hearing over the years, every time somebody pops up internationally from Trinidad, that they are the breakthrough. And that, you know, it's going to open up a world of possibilities. I remember Penny, Anya Yonke, Marshall Montano. Well, he has sustained to some extent. Now Ola, and there was Mailing at one time, you know. And I wonder if we recognize that there has to be a million attempts and then just one or two will get through. We seem to think that every little breakthrough is the one we were looking for. Maybe if we stop looking and just let the market decide, you know, people would adjust and adapt and go out there and do what has to be done, and they would emerge in their own time. You know, this thing about the world is just waiting for us to throw things at them and we are not doing it. I think that with our small population, we're going to have an impact, but we're kind of overconfident that it's going to happen with every person that goes out there. Now, one of the problems that will keep us back definitely is they don't understand us. I don't understand Ola, and I've lived here all my life. I was born here. He too, right? And when I hear him, I don't understand him, and there's so many others. I could understand a couple words. It makes no sense to me. So just imagine you're going after an audience in a foreign land. They're hearing the music. They see somebody very excited. And then they can't relate to it beyond that. So I think it's going to happen one at a time, bit by bit, like those guys from Wildfire, I think it was. You know, and a couple other people in between, Billy Ocean, this one, that one, but not the way we are thinking. And a lot of these people we are looking at, I don't see it happening because they can't be understood.
Thanks for calling. Thank you, Gordon.
Yes, I listen now. Thank you,
Laura. There's a lot of popular music that nobody understands the lyrics.
None.
Sometimes we're singing the song and we're making up our own lyrics.
Yes.
So I don't think that's really much. Exactly.
Yeah. I Google it. So I'm like, oh, that's what. Oh.
Yes, you know.
And sometimes you're appalled when you see the lyrics, but the music is so nice to sing it along.
Exactly. And yet the young generation Z, they sing all the lyrics without checking it.
Yeah,
I don't know how they do that.
Their ears are young.
But that has been so every generation.
Yes, that is true.
So the generation
your parents,
to
parents were offended that yes. Elvis was moving his hips and singing this.
Yes,
and Sparrow too. Sparrow was offensive. You
know, yes,
at that point in time.
And my father used to tell me that dub you listen to that is nonsense. But I knew every word
without googling.
That's no Google back then. But
what's on your musical menu?
On the musical menu, we have Kes. We have.
Let's hear Kes.
You want to hear what Kes has to say? And Kes says, "Love it."
You're contemplating on back at all. Hey, yeah. So free up yourself on the cell phone. Just come off your phone. Make that bam bam run. What you waiting for? People coming on from all over. Just a
know, could I go, what you do, when you jump me that way, so jump me that way, hey, so free up yourself on your cell phone, just come off your phone, make that bam bam go, na-na. What you waiting for, people coming on from all over, just a jump to soca, come a little closer, I'll be your designer. Like a river coming, when you see me jamming, I'll be there, yeah. Baby, give me all your love, and I'll be yours eternally.
Music analyst, Kes is not high energy, but he has an approach, I suppose, that makes him a success.
Yes, Kes music is a beautiful hybrid. It's soca, you get a little pop in it. It's a, you know, there was a time he used to call his music Island Pop.
Island Pop, yes,
yeah,
I remember that.
It has
yes.
a nice, sweet grooviness to it. I know, it's sexy music. He's
I will
music.
Break it down as a man. Sorry for this. Kes is a good-looking fella. Women love him.
President of the Redman Club.
There you go. President of the Redman Association.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a new
nothing
song
that
here.
Comes out of Kes's mouth is bad. So,
and
he's
could
good.
Sing.
He's a good singer. Let's I'm not denying he's a good singer. And as I said, the song he had last year, Hello, is an earworm to me. It's one of those songs that just you can't not hear it. It's not the greatest song in the world, but you have. I think last year to me was probably
the biggest song.
It's a singer, not a song.
It's a massive song.
It's a singer, not a song.
Well, the song helps. I mean, as I say, the industry now is about live, so it's one thing to hear a song. Seeing him live is another thing. And Kes, as I say, he's a good-looking fella. No two ways about it. People like him.
And the song has resonated. There was a video of Meghan Trainor.
Laura, would you please get the sparkle out of your eyes?
Listen, No. I know Kes since he's small. So, no. I'm not a cougar. I know Kes since he's small. But no, Kes, you know, to their credit, they have built up a really great catalogue of music. Like, people don't realize how much music this man has.
And a catalogue of great live performances.
Yes,
they
and
have
their performances have improved. This year, I have seen Kes, the band, perform twice outside of Trinidad, and I was very impressed. The band has really come into their own. Their production is tight. Performances are tight. It's a really good band. And when you look at the crowds that their concert has been able to pull, that is testimony to how big the band has become. So much so that their concert is moving now to what, the Oval or the stadium.
Tell you how big
the band has become.
Do you think Kes has, in terms of branding, that he has slipped into the clean cut guy? This is the mentor. He's not a bacchanalist. He's not this.
Well, no, the public persona is very clean cut, fun. You know,
he's a nice
kind
boy.
Nice boy type personality. Yes, that is the brand. You know, Kes doesn't live his personal life out loud for the whole world to see, you know. Even with his social media, it's very much about touring, it's very controlled about the music. You
not
know.
About Kes.
No, it's not really about
the life
Kes. Kes don't really like that publicity, you know. He don't like the limelight, you know. He don't really like it.
Yeah, it's just about
it's about the music.
Focus on the music.
On the other side of the spectrum in terms of the music is what Voice and David Rudder is what, Madness?
Madness.
Yeah.
Voice and Rudder coming down. Everybody's got the jump. Ha! Boys and brother, hold on to them fire. We set up kind of time of the year. What we waiting for? But our carnival done some artists up, yeah. What we waiting for? Say, what is my thing? Let me do my thing. Fire for all of our problems with my thing. Give the people them soca.
time anywhere.
That's what we rested for.
But as carnival done, some people don't care.
That's what we rested for.
But as a sweet thing, let me do sweet thing. Whatever all who have problem with sweet thing, give the people them soca. Give no them give them a drink that chaser. Cause right now it's
So that must give a boost to David Rudder's career for the season. That kind
sure,
of
I'm
party
sure.
music.
Yes. Yeah. It's good to hear that partnership with him on voice and invoking that old Rudder song, Madness. He had a song called Madness, yeah?
Yeah, and I'm glad that Rudder is actually continuing to work with modern artists. I mean, he went with Marshall, he went with Kess, and
he
now he's with
Tuna,
voice.
I think, last
Tuna,
year.
Yeah, so he's kept himself and he's kept his career consistent by, of course, doing collaborations with modern artists, and that's always a plus for a career.
Yes. And it's good to hear voice too. Voice has released his fourth release for the season.
About that.
Quite and voice, a bit of music he has released so far.
As you know, for the last 3 years, three times Soca Monarch.
Yes.
So voice is getting there to
voice
build that
is on
catalog.
A roll. Yeah. And back in Calypso Monarch again this year.
Boom.
He's aiming for that.
It's true. Well, guys, I'd like to thank you for spending time with us this afternoon, sacrificing your callaloo and macaroni pie and so on. But it's really been a great hour and a half, I think, we've spent. Thank you, Laura Dorish Phillips, lifestyle editor at Loop News, and music analyst Nigel Campbell, for discussing the Soca menu for 2019 so far. There's more to come. I think we got to do a part.
Yes. Thank you.
Because
for
there's so much music on the scene. Mm. And as you're here, how does one tune into your podcast?
Oh, Nigel, sell yourself. podcast.iradio.tt. The name of the thing is Music Matters, the Caribbean edition. We're also on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts. Tune in. A lot of forgetting.
And you can
Radio
follow us
Public,
on Instagram.
And you can follow us on Instagram, Music Matters.
I'm glad
Caribbean.
That you were able to come, because it's pretty difficult to get unbiased music analysts at this time of the year, because everybody else is so involved with an artist or so on, you know. And I'm very glad that you came. Thanks again.
Thank you very much for having us. We enjoyed it.
This has been fun.
Roger?
We're riding out with Nyla.